Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. In today's episode, I'm sharing some of the funniest, sexiest, revealing, and poignant conversations from comedians I've hosted over the past few years. Funny man Brad Williams shares the right way to use humor to diffuse awkward situations in dating and in life. Comedian Adam Ray reveals the word he'll never say again and shares intimate details about his epic threesome. Actor and author Fred Stoller talks about his challenges with reading the signs from women, dating, confidence, and self-esteem. And the lady freaks, aka smart and hysterical, Grace Parra and Jen Bartels open about their best sex experiences. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out all of our blogs, all of our posts, everything to help you have better sex and relationships. And this actually made me think about something that we've got so much content on our site. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, 13 years, and it occurred to me that I'd love to help you out with your questions. I love hearing from you. You know, like, I want to help you find your G-spot. I want to help you navigate mismatched libidos. You know, you have different sex drive than your partner. I want to help you spice things up in your relationship, help you with your single life, all that stuff. And I was thinking, you know, I've answered a lot of these questions over the years. And if you search my site, you'll see that I have a lot of podcasts and blogs on these very subjects. But I also just want to extend the invitation to you to ask questions on a variety of topics, maybe things you haven't heard me talk about. You know, for example, like what questions do you have about sexual harassment and how you have been impacted by the Me Too movement? How can I help you clear up confusion you've had around this topic? What's acceptable? What's not? And why? Why this is happening? I'm here to talk about it. And technology and sex. Are you curious about sex robots? I know I am. Artificial intelligence, VR porn and sex, newer sex toys with apps, sex and spirituality. You know, do you have questions about how do you really deepen the intimacy in your relationship? Ask me anything. And I also urge you to check the box when you're sending your questions that say, I want to be called because February 8th is my next call show. So if you want to have your question answered ASAP, be sure to send your question and check that box and we're going to give you a call. You know, you can always change your name or your location. I'm so cool with that. But I love when we do the call shows because I really get to go deeper with you into your questions. And I think we make a lot of progress. A lot of you have said that these calls were transformational for you. Also, I am doing a Facebook and Instagram Live on February 6th. Just in time for Valentine's Day and just to answer any sex and relationship questions you might have. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. So get your sex and relationship questions ready. Mark your calendars, set a reminder. I'm excited to see you there. We've always had a lot of fun. I'm going to have some good Valentine's Day ideas for you, show you some gifts, presents, fun, unique things you can do, and also answer your questions. And it's all at Sex with Emily, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Those are my announcements. February 6th. Facebook, Instagram Live, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock Standard, caller show February 8th. Okay, let's get into our interviews. If you want to hear the full episodes, look at the links in the show notes, which can be found at sexwithemily.com. Enjoy the show. I'm here with Anderson. Anderson hosts a wonderful podcast.
The Film Vault.
The Film Vault.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I fell in love with American Hustle and can't shut up about it.
I'm dying to see it.
It's so good, it made me cry.
Really?
Yes. And Amy Adams' nipples almost...
made you cry? Made you give you a boner? What?
I don't really care about them, but it's for the sake of the show. It's a sex show. Amy Adams' nipples almost make their debut in this movie. Numerous times. Mr. Skin would be excited.
Mr. Skin. Oh.
They almost make their... They're always threatening to pop out.
Oh, that's kind of... See, don't you think that's hotter? I got to bring in my guest
here. Oh, for sure.
Because I'm sure he's got a lot to say about... This is Brad Williams.
I know a lot about
comedian nipples. Hi, Brad. So good to see you. I'm so glad you're here. I'm like, why not just... We're all just going to talk now about nipples.
Sure.
Brad, I'm so glad you're here. I met you during Loveline, which I was hosting, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. And now you're here on the show to talk all about your sex life.
Yes, because I felt the last time when I was on Loveline, this is... I feel I bring a... sexual experience that you may not actually be too familiar
with. I'm not. We're going to get it. Tell me why. Let's tell people why.
Well, because I'm a little person, and not when I say little person, you go, oh, what, like you're 5'3"?
Right.
No, I would suck a dick to be 5'3". I am 4'4". So I'm a tiny dude, little person, dwarf, midget, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And you, when I was on Loveline, you were fascinated by the whole dwarf sex thing because...
I am still.
Because I get laid.
I wasn't fascinated you got laid. I want to hear about how you get laid and the sex that you have and all that. But,
yeah.
But we could get into that in 2 seconds, but
sure.
I want to hear... Well, because... Yeah, we will. 1 second. Nipples. Quickly about nipples. I just want to say that I feel like it's almost better when women don't, like the hint of something, like when you almost see a woman's nipple or you almost see a
sometimes,
skirt.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nonnudes.com is a good place to go sometimes.
Okay. Oh, you'd rather see the whole nipple.
No, I'm just saying sometimes if you're in the mood.
I want to go back to the points that was before we get into Brad sex.
There's definitely been girls that I've dated that as soon as their clothes have come off, I'm like, oh, no.
You wish I could have back on. Has that happened to you too?
Yeah, I've had a couple times like that. There's been a couple women in my life that were regular sexual partners that I would prefer that they would keep the bra on. And that would turn me on more, because their breasts would look amazing in the bra, and then once they were out of the bra, I'd be like, God damn it!
I know the bras, they're so misleading.
Sure,
because they're like uplifting, and they've got like all this padding. I'm like holding my breast here, but I think I have a push up bottom, but they're pretty real.
All right. Well,
I don't think you'd be bummed. I mean, they are real. They're totally real breasts.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's like, well, you know, I got to have 30% silicone implant.
My bra isn't like too padded or anything. It's like a regular bra. And I don't have a boob job. Although I was dating a guy recently who he said he thought that I did until we had sex and he realized that I did not. So if you were thinking the same thing, I just want you to know that I don't have a boob job. if you were curious. So, okay, Brad. Talk to me about your sex life. Talk to me about you, first of all. Your podcast.
Yes, I have a podcast called About Last Night. I do it with my buddy and comedian, Adam Ray. Adam was in the movie The Heat. He played the bad guy, the nightclub owner with the beard, who ran the nightclub, who got to motorboat Sandra Bullock in his first ever scene in movies. So
really?
Good. So good on you, Adam.
That is a good one. I love it. Oh, my God. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was really good.
Yeah.
That was his first movie ever?
That was his first movie ever.
He did a bang-up job. I liked him.
There you go. He is my podcast partner, my heterosexual life mate, and we have great guests on, and talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
You just kind of talk. Do you even do scripts or do you anything? Or
no, because being two comedians that are on the road frequently, we always have road stories. We always have things to go on, and we always have fascinating guests that have their own stories and their own takes on what's going on. So,
do you only have comedians on, or do you have everyone?
Oh, we've had we had your own.
Dr. Drew.
We had Dr. Drew on. We had Lisa Kudrow on.
Amazing.
And Michael McDonald from Mad TV. And we had Paul Feig, the director of The Heat. All of these people.
Wow. That's great.
So, we have a nice assortment.
That sounds good. Okay. And you're taking a break from your stand-up right now, you said?
Just in December. Just to hang out with the family. Yeah.
Don't you love that everyone in LA... Do you live in LA too?
Yes.
Okay, this is a phenomenon because I lived in San Francisco when I just moved here, and everyone now they love to say, like, oh, the whole town shuts down in December. Like, no one does anything after, like, the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that anywhere else. Well, here it's like, you can't get anything done the whole month of December. I'm like, really? Like, should I just leave? Should I stop
working? Yeah, it's because it's a show business town.
It's show business.
In show business, they like to take time off, and they're like, December's just done. Nothing happens
in December. But I feel like you can't even talk to, like, I feel like I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm a workaholic, so what happens in December? It's like I'm detoxing or something.
Just have fun,
go to movies.
Fill your time with sex.
I should film my. I'm trying to, but I'm not. No, I actually am having more sex lately. Okay, tell me about your sex life.
My sex life is a lot of tall women that have a bucket list item.
Really?
That's
and you're on their bucket list. They're like, I want to sleep with a little person.
It's something different. It's something new.
It's true. That is different and new, I guess, for many people.
Sure, and like because a lot of people just assume that I sleep with other little people, and I do, don't get me wrong, there's quite a few, but the majority are tall women that just say, well, I haven't tried that,
do they find you online, do you meet them at a bar, and they're hey,
being a comedian helps.
Because you have fans and people just throw themselves at you.
Yeah, and then I talk.
The second
on
you put a mic in
her
next to your mouth, what?
Yeah, I talk for an hour on stage and I do a couple of jokes about how women are curious about having sex with a little person, and normally I get women that come up to me after shows and go, I'm one of those women. I'm kind of curious.
Do you plant that seed so you think that in their head and mind so it will happen after every show? You think?
I didn't do it on purpose. I did it because literally there were so many questions afterward from people. I thought, well, let me just answer them on stage. And then there was a time where I would open up my shows to Q&As from the audience. Like, hey, does anyone have, like, because a lot of times people aren't around people with dwarfism or they're afraid to talk to one, so they don't get to ask questions. So I would open up my show to questions. And I would say 75% of the time, the first question would be, how big's your dick? You know, just like
really?
That.
Really? They all ask that?
Yeah, from women and dudes. That's the thing. Is like dudes are very fascinated by that. And I don't know if they just don't want to know that a dwarf has a larger penis than them.
You do probably, don't you? Well, you have a big dick, huh?
Well, here's what I say. And I have measured. Every guy has. If it's a guy's like, I have never measured my penis. Bullshit!
Right. Every guy has.
He is lying, and not only has he measured, but he made sure he had the biggest boner possible when he measured, because that becomes your number.
Exactly. That's he shaved, too.
Yes.
Men shave so it looks longer.
That's like your 40 time at the NFL combine.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to post the best number possible, because that's your number that will follow you. So, yeah, of course I measured. And it's six inches.
Oh, that's a little above average.
Is it?
It's 5 to 7 inches is average.
Okay. I mean, my thought was
middle
always
average
that.
Middle average, 5, 6, yeah.
Yeah, my thought that always, it was average, but then on me, it just looks fucking huge.
He said that could be it too, whatever
like,
works for you.
It's all about perspective.
Right.
Like, at 4'4", 6 inches on me is like, damn! You know, it's good, and I can legitimately say, without exaggeration, that it hangs down to my knee.
Right, exactly. Oh, right, there you go.
And
that's
not that many, not that many guys could say that.
Exactly.
So, and that's
that's the first question from your audience.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't have to ask you that. Now we know about your penis.
Sure, and that's usually how I would hook up with women is they would just ask about that, and I would say, well, I'll show it to you because I don't mind because I like to show as many women as possible to get the word out that dwarves aren't packing pea shooters.
Yeah.
We're packing cannons.
Exactly.
Cannons!
I did not assume that. But I could see that people would assume that. I'm glad we cleared this up. Do you know how laid you're going to get after the show? Because everybody...
Good cannon.
That was awesome. Well, feedback at sexwithemily.com if you want to sleep with Brad. Because I do get... Every time people email me, I do. Mm-hmm. I get lots of emails. A lot of people are listening to the show. So what was your first sexual experience like?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is a story.
Oh, good.
Okay, this isn't your normal, we had been dating for 2 years and we lit some candles and it was a Okay. Here, when I lost my virginity to a lovely little person who I've been dating for 2 years. Yeah, two years.
Okay.
And we were both virgins. Now, I wanted to lose it quickly. I'm a dude.
How old were you?
I was 20 when I lost.
Okay.
But she was a hardcore Christian, but wasn't against the fact of having sex before marriage, but just wanted to make sure that it was a real relationship and that it was something that could be something great. And I'm fine with that. Okay, great. She's a great girl. I'll stick around. Good. So she finally comes to me and says, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's consummate the relationship. Excellent. We set up the night. She tries to set whatever mood. I come over right before we start getting into it. She says, okay, now before we do this, we need to pray about this.
That's the biggest buzzkill I've ever heard in my life. Okay, I'm sorry for the relationship.
No, it's okay. It's fine. But I'm like, oh, okay, pray. And, you know, as a 20-year-old virgin, you're like it wouldn't matter what she had said. I would have said okay. She'd be like, hey, rub this spiked log over your nutsack. Yeah, done. Okay, let's get to the sex part.
Totally.
But she says, like, I want you to do it. I want you to pray. And I'm like, wait, but pray for what? She goes, you have to ask, you have to tell God that this is not a sense of the flesh, that we are doing this out of love, and that you want him to bless this sexual union. I'm like, you want me to ask God to essentially bless my penis?
Oh my God.
Like, that's like, talk about a holy stick.
Exactly. talk about like, just, but you're so excited to get laid for the first time. So you're like, I'll say anything, but really.
So we do. So we get on our knees, and not in the sexual way, in the middle of her place, in the middle of her room. And we're both naked. And she's like looking at me like, okay, go for it. And I'm like, dear God, please bless this sexual union that we are about to make. And just like, I did this whole long prayer. And like, thank God I'm a comedian. And
meet the parents. Do you ever see that scene with Ben Stiller when he's sitting at the table and he's like, they make him pray and he says, dear God. Anyway, I always
dear
laugh.
God.
Dear God. Breath. Oh, press this. Oh, God. Yeah. Please, oh, dear God.
Please tell me you had your hands clasped around your dick. Please tell me that.
Did you?
I got the magic stick.
Okay, so.
We were holding our hands, we were holding our hands together, but we were both naked. So this is an...
Oh, God, you were already naked. Okay.
Yes. So
you're about to do it, and you're already like, have a boner.
I'm picturing the boner just going down with each verse. So.
Yeah. I'm picturing you naked with your boner going down?
It's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The boner was pointing up, and then as the prayer kept going, it kept... going, it just went south and south, and then it was just pointing towards Satan at that point.
That's a turn off for her, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you should have asked her to do the prayer at the end. You know what I mean? So you could be screaming out like, oh God, this is because we love each other.
Oh God. Yeah, but then she has to like pray to God with man juice on her face, and that's not fun.
God sees all.
So yeah, that was my...
Okay, so what happened? But then you had sex after that?
Yeah, but then we had sex after that.
And then you broke up with her the next day.
Obviously.
And said F you and the God. No.
Then 2 weeks later, she actually broke up with me.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was on the road too much doing comedy.
Got it. You were doing comedy. Yeah.
I went out on a blind date with the woman, and it was obvious to me that whoever, our mutual friend that set us up, did not tell her that I was a little person.
Okay.
And so I show up, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just not going to mention it at all. And we're just going to talk, and we had normal, great conversation throughout the entire dinner. Then the waiter came and said, would anyone like any dessert? And she said yes. She goes, I would love the strawberry shortcake. Looked at me and went, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I don't mean anything by it. I swear. I'm just a fan of berries and frosting.
Oh, my God.
And I just could not stop laughing.
That's amazing. So yeah,
speaking
that was
of
great.
Speaking of comedians, clubs,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, wow. Oh my God, my guest
great
is Adam
segue.
Ray. Adam, you're awesome.
Thanks.
You're funny.
Thanks.
Okay, I don't watch TV.
Applause?
I don't know if yeah, it really is. It
nice.
Really, no, that
me
was
feel
no.
Really
there
good.
Was like there's like a line around the block.
I
they're
saw
all
that.
Like waiting
they're
for
waiting
your autograph
that you've been practicing with.
Actually, that was live audio from the After Disaster show. I brought it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Does the do the toys you get, do they you really spend a lot of time in, and because you want to get to know your product, right? Were you guys
yeah.
really joking about using them all day and that's why you're tired?
No. I mean, yes, he is
oh,
joking
wait
about
a
that.
Minute.
No,
what?
No, no, wait a minute.
What is happening?
She did that thing where she looked up to the left again.
I saw
did.
It.
I wish.
Put your hands
no,
in
I
the
tell
what's
my
underneath
assistant,
this table right now?
I tell all my right. assistant, can we please put masturbation on? Like, I need time because I do have a lot of toys that I need. But we just
yeah.
had interns have started review day and they test
you need
them out
time
too.
During your do you plot out time? I was talking about this with my buddy who's actually been on your show, Brad Williams.
Yeah, Brad Williams yeah. is awesome. You guys are a podcast
we
together.
Got a podcast called About Last Night. You can get okay. it on iTunes or aboutlastnightpodcast.com.
Yes. It's awesome.
We were talking about being so busy having to start like schedule time out to masturbate.
Right. So I'm not alone in this.
Not at all.
I don't have time to date. That's why I knew I didn't sleep with anyone when he asked me. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah. It's also yeah. more fun when you can plot out time. I mean, obviously doing it on a whim, like, you know, if you're just, if the wind catches you
right
and you're like,
you
and
do
something
it.
Happens that we're just like, you're oddly just super turned on. Like, it's fun just
right.
to be
just
able
like
to take care
over.
Of it. Yeah. Pull up.
Traffic
wow.
light.
For real? When did that happen?
I don't know. And when have I ever, you know.
It's easier for you ladies to do that, isn't it?
No, I was going to say, I wasn't even talking about me, but yes, I have done that once, but I think
you.
Guys do it all the time.
I mean, I
not
don't want to speak
time.
For the entire
like
male race, accents, but
right.
I feel like our movements are much more aggressive. So, like,
yeah
I guess you could keep it contained if you were yeah. really, yeah.
Yeah, Anderson, have you ever masturbated here at the Loveline Studio?
For
no.
sure, he
I've
has.
Had
come
sex
on, dude.
In here, but I've never masturbated.
You did?
Oh yeah, you gotta have sex where you work.
Yeah,
I've never had sex here.
Statement? Well, I know because you're a nice lady.
Isn't it funny that
dude,
like
I'm not that nice. Yeah.
You masturbating here would be more adventurous and dangerous than you having sex here, I feel like.
Yeah, it would be more shameful if I got caught.
That's what
like,
it
I'd
is.
Get a
yeah.
high five from the cleaning crew if they caught me banging
yeah, yeah,
someone, but if they
sure.
saw me beating off in the corner,
no, you're a
like,
sad, sad individual.
Yeah. Yeah, but the door is locked a lot. The guard sleeps all the time and no one can get in here
well,
ever.
Well, this place used to be empty at night, but a bunch of people, like, we have NBC Sports here now, we have like 24-hour shows, so it's a little tougher now, but I used to
you
bring ladies
black,
back.
Oh, ladies? Plural?
Well, I'd be like,
you've
hey, you want to see the studio?
Yeah. Because they all want to see this.
What a great line.
Dude, that's awesome. And then you got married. Did you ever have sex with your wife here?
Nah, she's not that kind of girl.
She's
like
your wife.
She's like me. Why do you think I would?
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm always hot
respectful.
And cold with you. I'm always like painting you as a picture as like this total tramp, yeah. and then I go with the yeah. you're like
I
my
love
wife.
That. I yeah. love that. I love that, Anton. That's sweet. Okay, so you tell me what you just released a new album.
I did. Yeah, it's called Pop Tart Suicide.
Pop Tart Suicide.
It's my first
stand up
CD. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
was
fun.
That what was that like? How long did it take you to do?
I've been doing stand up for 7 years, so
okay.
I guess it's but it's not 7 years worth of material because it's only an hour of a joke.
An hour is a lot though.
It is a lot, yeah.
That's really impressive.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, do you always do an hour and that's the thing? Like,
yeah, I mean, when you start headlining, I was middling for a while and then when the I did that movie The Heat and that
right.
did really well.
So you were right, The Heat with Sandra Bullock
yep.
and Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
That's
two very cool
that's
ladies.
That's like what cool women to work
yeah, it was
with.
A great first movie. I mean, I could have been in, you know, Dr. Dolittle 17. And,
you could have been.
And that, I don't think I'd be
it wouldn't be in your bio.
It probably wouldn't be.
Exactly. We wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think you want to be proud of anything you do, but like, I think there's certain things that people just, that's why when you hear certain actors that you bring up, like, didn't you do this? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, but I don't tell
right,
but
we don't talk about that. Exactly.
So that movie did well, and then
so that kind
I started
of
headlining.
You started
congrats, yeah.
That's great. So thanks, that was like in the last 2 years
yeah,
that
totally.
Came out? So it's your career's just taken off,
I mean,
skyrocketing.
It's, yeah, it's everything. I'm getting calls from Spielberg. Everybody's just banging on my door.
But it's been fun. You are Craig Ferguson,
yeah.
Adam Carolla's podcast.
Yeah.
You've been on Loveline,
yeah.
Two Broke Girls, Workaholics.
Yeah, some Chelsea
according
Lately
to Jim,
stuff.
Arrested Chelsea
sure.
Lately. I
yeah.
saw that.
Yeah.
Dude, you're on fire. Well, thank you for stopping by the Sex with Emily
Oh, man,
show.
I've heard nothing but amazing things about you and your show. So this is,
good.
I was honored.
Well,
that,
I mean,
I
love
ask.
That it connect because you connected with Lauren, my assistant. Were you trying to hit on her somewhere?
No, we definitely had some, like,
I felt
like,
the sexual
flirty.
Energy when he
yeah.
came in here. Yeah.
Okay, are you going to bang her? Just tell me, are you going to bang her? Because she has work to do tomorrow if you guys sleep together
no,
tonight.
No, no, no. I mean, that's
she should
yeah,
get, just to make
that.
Sure she's, you know, in on time.
She's very sweet. And,
you could use the flashlight, because
gave me a flashlight. Here's another reason
that's
why I wanted to
come welcoming.
On.
You have a parting gift, too.
Yeah.
That was your welcoming gift.
Yeah, Carolla gave me, like, some pretzels, so this is definitely, like, a step up as far as parting gifts.
He did, right?
I did try to fuck the pretzels, though, so, like...
He gave you like chocolate covered pretzels.
Wait, can you not? Did I just curse? Can you not do
that? Yeah,
you can fucking say it. No, this isn't live. We're not live.
I thought I heard a screeching sound outside, but then I thought it was like your censor button in there.
No,
that was,
okay. You're good.
No, we're not live.
So I can
fuck
talk
that.
About trying to fuck pretzels.
You can
pretzels.
Say cunt if you want.
Fuck pretzels.
I don't think. Yeah. Wow.
I wish
wow.
I hadn't said it. I'm sorry. I said that.
Why would you? Why did you drag us all
no,
in the mud?
No, that's my fault.
The show.
No.
Now the show.
Anderson,
is like,
that's my fault. I made you feel awful about that because the look I immediately gave you was like, "Hey, dude, I'm not on your side."
The
on
C
this
word's
one.
Tough. It's, yeah, a, it is it's tough. A tough one.
I got kicked out of a comedy club for saying it.
No way. Where?
No, for saying what?
Yeah,
cunt?
For saying the C word. Oh. It. yeah. Here's what happened. So I was doing this. It was a buddy of mine I met. He used to manage the Tempe Improv, and he came out to Hollywood. He was trying to find features. It was still when I was the middle act, right? And he was like, "Man, you'd be great to come down to Tempe. It'd be love if I could work a deal for you to come feature for one of the headliners." I was like, "Dude, I've never been on the road yet. That would be amazing." So the date we had scheduled in the fall fell through because I broke my ankle playing basketball, and so then December worked out. He's like, "You can come with this guy in December, but it's going to be there's going to be a lot of big Christian like party groups, so you got to keep it like relatively clean." And at that point,
Christian
I wasn't,
party groups,
yeah, they just, drink grape
that
juice.
Seems like an oxymoron. What's that?
They drink a lot of grape juice.
Yeah, so well, actually, they were actually having a great time, but the head owner was such a stickler for, like, you have to. He was so concerned about people being thrown off by the content of the show that he's like, everyone has to be squeaky clean.
But would you already have your, like, you've been working on your
content
forever.
I was
forever.
About 4 years in, so okay. I still wasn't, like, totally, you know, as I'm better now, right. But I mean, you know, right. always keep trying to get better.
Arsenal of stuff that you just like, okay, I'll whip out this, I'll take
totally.
Out the penis joke.
And I've never been like super filthy, but like I had to take out curse words and stuff. But I had this one joke where I do this talking about those the more you know PSAs, and I did one about how it's always I do like I did like Tony Danza doing one like you know reading's great, but you know tell your kid you know I was like it's always celebrities being like you know reading's great, tell your kids to buy some books for them and teach them to read and make their dreams come true. Da-na-na-na, right? And I was like, it'd be so much better if you could have some real life dudes on there talking about issues that like normal dudes can relate to, not celebrities. And then I do this whole long act out of a guy being like, you know, "Hey, what's up? My name's Kyle. Surgery sucks. So tell your doctor to please put please refill on your Vicodin order. That way you can sell the pills for $10 a piece to all your deadbeat pill popping friends and finally get enough cash to get that 42-inch Vizio flat screen that your slutty ex-girlfriend said was going to take up too much space in the apartment. Well, good thing she showed you her bipolar side because now you're free from her bullshit annex. Fuck you, Beth, you dumb cunt." Like a whole thing like that.
Right.
I say that whole ending and it gets an applause break and I walk off stage and my buddy who's managing goes, "Dude, you fucked me, man. You what are you saying cunt for, dude?" He's like, "I'm going to have you got to go home now."
But the drunk Christians were fine with
yo,
it.
Yo, everybody was going crazy. But he's like, "Dude, like the manager who was above my buddy was like, "Dude, you told me he was going to be clean." And I was clean
you're
up
like,
until
cunt!
That last word.
How bad just to put one word.
Oh man, and in my head I was doing it. I was like,
was
"Don't
last
say
trip.
That." And so
right.
he was like, it was the first show of the weekend. He's like, "Dude, you got to go home tonight." And I was like, "What?"
For real? And you
yeah,
really had
they
to.
Yeah, kicked me out. Yeah, and I lost a bunch of money and it was
so like, what,
I don't think I've said that word.
He's having post-traumatic
show.
Cunt disorder.
Yeah.
You brought it up.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
He's totally freaking out thing. Now. You said the word, and now he can't even. God, I'm sorry that happened. But
okay.
Since then, it's all
since
been
then things
up,
have
up
been
now.
Yeah,
have been
getting a little better.
Things have been great.
The improv, Tempe Improv manager, real cunt.
Yeah, totally.
Too soon, man.
Too soon.
Dude, don't bring it up yet, Anderson, really.
No, but I mean, I don't talk a lot. What I was saying is, like, I was very interested to come on here because I know how much you guys talk about sex.
We can't.
I talk a decent, like, a handful of issues in my act, but, like, I don't ever get too...
How come? I think it's time.
Is that, like, a sexual pun? I feel like everything is just innuendos.
Everything
and puns
is
around
though,
here.
But you can't even help it. That it's almost
yeah, you can't.
It's just
and when you said
all hands
just,
on deck.
He just released a new album. I
yeah.
immediately thought, is that really what she
yeah.
said?
Yeah,
just
released. Yeah.
No, seriously. Like people, are like, "How's your day?" I'm like, "Did she just say she's masturbating?"
Whoa.
She came from.
It's
literally,
always
I hear,
on the brain.
I always hear people saying something sexual, but they never are.
But it always. I mean, everything
but they
can
are.
Be like even
in
when
way
you,
they
in your
are.
Show when you say and everything in between. Is that supposed to be kind of like?
Yeah, baby. Well, I can do it because it's my show. Well, like, well,
trouble.
You know why, though, this show I started? I mean, really is because everything is about sex.
Yeah,
in
it
a way.
Is.
Like, why you wore that shirt is, you know, maybe you decide you bought it, I'll look hot and I'll get laid.
I mean, geez.
And
she's
why you buy a car?
Me.
No, I'm just saying, but every decision you make,
right.
why you eat
yep.
something, am I going to feel healthy,
sure.
unhealthy? Will I feel attractive?
Every breath we take, I mean, the whole point of being alive is to procreate and
exactly.
keep the species moving forward. So
right.
it's creepy when you think about it, but yeah.
I should have banged someone after your show then.
You should.
Anyway, okay, so. But you don't talk about it, so you don't get into it that much. But how's your sex life?
Great.
Are you dating? Are you
dating? No.
Are you
he kicked the bipolar girlfriend
oh,
out.
Oh, did you get?
No.
That was a joke.
I mean, I was in
like
two
last week.
I was in two back-to-back relationships.
Oh,
right? One
okay.
was like 4, 3 years. One was 3.5 years old, was almost 4. And so I'm like emotionally spent. And
that's a lot of time.
Yeah, back to back.
So back to 7 years then. 4 and 3 years.
Yeah,
then?
And there was only about like 6 months in between.
Oh.
And the last one was long distance. And that was, she was in Seattle, right, where I was, where I'm from.
Right.
So I was able to go home and double up and
how
see family.
How long was long distance the whole time?
We did about 2.5 years.
Why? It's to me such a wait. Like, yeah, but then you should be able to see other people.
You should, but
if
I mean,
you want to, or
yeah.
You don't want to.
No.
Oh, see, that's me. I would always.
But I mean, towards the end, obviously, yeah, because it's just like things start to change and you're.
Right, you're not that into it anymore.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, because you can't get a real gauge. The thing about long distance relationships, I get it if you're coming to an end point where, like, in a year, we'll be in the
there
same
city. There
has
to be some sort of compromise.
But
some
you
point.
Never had.
We did, and then, but it just,
she
other things got in the way.
Out that
you
bitch.
Know, it's this.
Cunt. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Okay, sorry.
No, I mean, sometimes.
No, but.
But there's this lifestyle of being a comedian is, like, not conducive to being.
But don't chicks always want to bang you after the show?
Not come always, on. But I mean.
Not always. Not always. One time there wasn't a chick that
wanted to bang. No, I mean, I don't know. But it's. I also am never. I'm not like. I don't seek it out. Like, I don't. When
no,
people,
of course you don't have to because they're throwing themselves at you.
No, but I'm saying, like, I. How do I say this? Like, I like to hang out with people after show in local in towns. Like, I like to go out and meet locals. So I'm not just like if somebody just comes up and like grabs me and says something really dirty. It's not usually the way it goes down, like,
right?
And
exactly.
That's not
no,
like
I get
a, that's
no,
not appealing
it's like, you
to
might,
me.
Know what I'm saying is, I'm but you know, you might
other opportunities
yes.
in every city I go to. Yes. That's maybe safe.
But I got
say.
It. Sometimes you just want to talk to you and go to bed.
But you've been the lusty lady in San Francisco?
Of course.
You have?
I have a
you
video
went in
of
a little
it.
Booth and you put a quarter in?
Oh, if,
and you looked at the vagina?
Totally.
Well, you just, so wait.
I filmed it. Yeah.
So you just look
you're
at a vagina. What is it? It's a girl's
I
in,
secretly
a,
filmed
in a booth,
it.
In a window?
Yeah, there's like
it's
women.
It's like a strip joint.
It's like the red light district in Amsterdam, yeah?
Exactly.
But you're right up close and personal.
And you put quarters in and the women like do these dances, take off their clothes.
Do they act like they're robots at first? Like those Disneyland animatronics? And then you put the quarter in and then they start moving?
That would probably be more entertaining because it's not real sexy. It's creepy.
No, they're not even that.
They're all like Eastern European women at least in Seattle. They always had like hair in their armpits.
Yeah, they needed a no-no pro. No, hairy armpits.
Wow.
They,
nice plug.
Thanks, thank you. Jesus. So they, the last
they have like one-way mirrors and then two-way mirrors. So like if you're ballsy and you want the chicks to see you in there. And then they had in the Lusty Lady up in Seattle, they had on either end was like the full body. So I go in there. It was like the second time I'd ever been in there because I'd brought my friend. He lived in Seattle. He didn't believe that this place actually existed. He's a lawyer and he was very skeptical about everything. I'm like, no, it's true. So we go into the booth and there's a dude in the full length one just completely beating off. We just saw like everything.
No, it's dirty. Like we came in with like wipes and stuff like
it
that.
It all smelled like chlorine in there. Bad scene.
Okay,
slippery.
Don't go there. I'll tell you where to eat.
Yeah,
how's
you
that?
Just changed my.
I'm sorry.
I can't picture Emily in
place.
Well, dude, this is what I do. I love that he has things. I'm so in. It's
for
cute.
Sure.
No, I am though. I'm like a nice girl. I really am.
You are, but you probably got a dirty side.
You know, no, yeah, probably, but not, but not what you think.
I don't know what I'm thinking about it.
If you think,
I don't think you're like you get tied up and stuff. I don't think.
Oh, that I do.
You do?
I have. I mean, of course.
Crazy.
I've tried everything.
Research.
Know, once. Research, no, really.
Are you one of those try everything once people?
Yeah. I mean, I still have things on my list, of course.
Wow.
Like what?
What's on the list after getting tied up?
No, tied up for like, have you never tied anyone up?
No, and have I, you don't, ever been I don't think.
How about blindfold?
No.
Not your thing? You don't know?
No, I don't, yeah. I mean, I've so just in the past year gotten to do some stuff that I didn't think I was going to.
Like what?
Oh man, is this the place to talk? I don't know.
Dude, what else are we gonna talk about?
Okay.
We know you're funny. Yeah, but tell us.
Hey, Emma, how offended would you be if you're having sex with a guy and he just put a blindfold on himself before?
That's a great question.
Oh, guys,
question.
Guys have done that. Is that, do you think that?
That's not, that's,
I'm
not,
that's not a good
kidding,
sign.
I'm kidding.
That's
no,
not
they
a good sign.
What did you do in the last year sexually?
Threesome.
How was it?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did it come together?
It was after a show. And
okay, now the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like
organic.
Not
the best threesomes are organic when you're
totally.
Not connected or sleeping. You don't know.
Organic? What? Yeah. Oh,
organic.
A lot of them come together.
Planned or like,
hey, Jake
you
and Diane, want to see if you're down.
What city was this?
San Diego.
Book any new dates since then? You're like, I need to do San Diego a little more often. I think.
I mean, I've been down there since, but
were they friends?
Looking for them in the audience?
Back up.
Great friends.
Back up. They were friends, the two women.
Yeah.
And then they like came up after the show.
Yeah. And I couldn't really get, they were like, you should come out with us. And I was like, yeah, I got another show. So, and I didn't really think anything. I was like, well, let's at least just swap information. And then they were texting me, and I was like, okay, well, I got to do the show and then I'll hit you. So I wasn't trying to like rush out of the show, taking my time. And then they were living in the area where we were staying. And and then they said, come, we're having drinks at our apartment. Come over, but just you. And I was like,
ooh.
Oh. So that's when that was the first hint of like, oh man, I think so.
They want to rob me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, my head went there. My Jewish insecurities right. went there.
No, same. You're Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Wait, now, so, like if band members, like they have groupies.
They're neurotic. Yeah.
And afterwards they have sex with the groupies and they're band members, so they just have to be cool. Now, do these girls expect you to be funny during the sexual activity?
No, that's not too crazy of a question.
I know, I'm being serious. Yeah, do they expect you to be funny throughout?
No,
they
I mean, like
do cunnilingus, like blow bubbles on their vagina or something? Is that what you
so
think?
Funny. I wear a clown nose when I go.
Yeah, he wears a clown nose, yeah. And they laugh every time.
But that's aside from being funny. That's not a funny choice.
He makes,
that's just,
laughs
like, makes
them into orgasm. That's his trick.
This is bad.
There's something about the clown nose that when it rubs on the
the clitoris, it's rubber,
yeah.
The rubber.
Yeah.
We got to choose silicone.
I've read
it
in joke books. It's probably not actually helping.
Okay, so did they invite you over? I'm dying to know. Were you attracted to them? Were they both hot? I think in San Diego, everyone's like hot as a good body. Maybe not that bright, but like
they're both attractive. But I mean, I was attracted. To
okay, not that bright. I shouldn't say that. To cut this out.
You're so in your head, Ems. Come on.
I was more attracted to one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
right.
Yeah.
But the other one,
she's
you're
brunette.
Like
I've always been like a brunette.
A brunette, right?
Guy, yeah.
You overcompensate and spend more time with the other one because you're.
No, I try. I think I did a good job.
So wait, your first time. So they. How did it start?
Oh.
You go to the house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ding dong. I'm like, I need to know. Okay.
Ding dong.
Hi.
That's just
come
what
on
I,
in.
That's what I said when I took my pants off, and then I
right
no, and then I go in there and just walk me up to like their room and we're drinking and just and I mean it seemed like I started to kind of get the feeling I was like I think I know what's going to happen at some
right.
point, but there's no rush here because I feel like so like let's just hang out and
right.
get to know each. So it
you
got,
said that
it got,
or you thought that
that's what I was thinking
right because you're not like hey slow down
I'm like yeah, yeah you don't want to anticipate
right.
like
right.
I don't think that's
but
sexy
in your mind,
at all
like,
hey I think we all know it's going to go down I'm
right.
about 20
so I got two more threesomes set up for later
right.
tonight
yeah. Right. Yeah. I got two more sets yeah
no okay. so it was just like really fun to hang out and shoot the shit and drink and almost forgot like what was in the cards for the future, but so that even made it more fun, I think, for everybody because it was just like we all got along,
right? Exactly. But they were friends, and then they were cool, and then you
apparently, yeah, they seemed very cool,
right?
With some of the things they were doing,
so
I'd like to think they knew each other before.
I see. So they were like getting on, and then they each had, like so they would like.
There was a lot of mixing and matching.
Mixing and matching.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have to have sex with the one that you were less attracted to? Did you have sex with both of them? Penetrative
yeah.
intercourse.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you use a condom?
Yeah.
Good.
Always.
You changed it.
Did you switch?
Right? You have to.
Yeah, of course.
He would not say, tell us if he didn't, but
I'd be hammered and I never.
No. I was.
You have to switch kind of. If you're.
I didn't allow myself to get like. I mean, we were all had
right.
been drinking, but I mean,
that's.
But not,
were you nervous? Because it was your first. Like, you're like, how do I handle boobs and vagina and boobs at the same time? And
I mean,
vagina.
I guess, yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? How
dexterity?
Much. No, the time that you're going to distribute. Between each, like that was something I definitely
like in your
was
head
like,
you have to like 8 minutes
and you're like and you want to be attentive like it's
right.
you know I think I'm pretty attentive
yeah.
with one
that's why I asked you wanna, if you overcompensated and spent more time with the one you were less attracted to because
well one of them actually
head.
Laid down after a little bit and like just was like I'm gonna just kind of chill for a minute and take almost like a little power nap and so then that made it easy but
right.
then after but this is after everybody was on
right.
the same team
right exactly
yeah,
got
that
it
makes
so
sense.
That's fun so would you do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, vote yeah. yes. Yeah, it's a good time.
Let's take a quick break and give a shout out to our sponsors. Thanks, everyone, for supporting them. And I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, isn't this a fun show? I hope you're enjoying it. The next half features comedians Fred Stoller, the master of self-deprecating humor, and Grace Parra and Jen Bartels, a.k.a. the Lady Freaks, mistresses of brilliant, honest comedy.
Today, we've got comedian Fred Stoller in the studio. You may know him from, well, just about everything. But today, we're giving this actor, comedian, author his moment in the spotlight to talk sex, dating, and the funnier things in life.
The thing I learned about women or with career, it's only something if it's something. This is, you know, I'm not like you an expert relationship person, but the advice I give people and to myself, whenever a guy or girl is analyzing, she said this, but then the email said this. If you're analyzing, it's not there. When it's there, do you agree
you
with
won't
this?
Be analyzing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When something's there, you don't have to break down everything. You just know.
I think it's just a waste of time. The time that I agree. My friends and I, we sit around analyzing when text people started texting all the time. we'd be passing back. What did this mean? What does this mean? I'm like, do you realize with all the time we spent analyzing what this means, we could like have the cure for cancer right now.
Right.
Like, this is the biggest waste of our goddamn time.
But like I said, the few successes I've had with women is when they give you a look, like you're giving me, no, I'm just kidding. No, look in the eye, like I get a kick out of this guy. I encourage you. You sort of know. Whenever I'm trying to be like John Cusack and say anything and be charming, or John Cryer, you know, I'm not saying. Whenever I'm trying, this is another thing I learned. You know how I got a, you know how you get a woman to like you?
How?
She has to like you.
Yeah. I mean,
there's nothing.
You can't do anything. Yeah, yeah.
No,
like,
you
the right
show
car,
up.
The right anything.
No, it's something.
About-
I'm the same Fred. Either I could be to some women like Brad Pitt, but very little, or Hinckley, a serial killer. You know what I'm saying? The same essence that whenever you're trying to analyze, you know what I mean? It's sort of like auditions. Like, you show up, you're the guy or not. And so I learned the same thing analyzing an audition. Should I not have said this? Should I come
right,
in like that?
You can't
that?
Beat yourself up. You do the as long as you know that you do did the best you can.
But you
but
just
then
show
I also
it.
Beat myself up because I went through this in entertainment. I get it. It's all rejection, but no one tells you that when you're starting. Like, at first, you have to learn that. Like, it's okay. You
but
do your
you
best.
Know, my friend who wrote on Raymond for 9 years said, when you walk, you walk through the door, you're the guy or not. I'm gonna, not going to be a Southern racist in a, you know, some a gritty, you know, a noir, you know, like a, whatever, the show Bosch, a gritty crime thing, the intense detective. I just exude skinny kind of Jewish New York guy.
Right.
So it's what you walk through, you're, you know, you're not going to be a bus driver on a show. You know, you just, you know what I'm saying? It's right. Just you're the guy, a girl
but
or not.
It's also getting comfortable with, knowing who you are too.
Right.
Going in with the, you know, confidence, it kills you. Like, I always say people, like, your life work should be cultivating confidence. It will help you in every way.
But you know what's something I learned with me that you're confident because you're confident. You can't fake it. You know what I'm saying? When people go, don't be desperate, that's when you're not desperate.
Right, exactly. You can't fake it, but the thing that makes you not confident is worrying that you're not confident.
Right.
And I think that part of, like, life and living is that you learn to become... you learn to accept yourself and you learn to become your authentic self and accepting you for
I'm
whoever the hell you
I'm just getting to that. Just the,
it's a life. It's
acceptance.
It's hard.
Oh,
that's
my
life. It's true.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Huh. Well, I want to get into, after being on TV, do you just get access to, you know, women constantly? Or what? They're like, oh, I know
it's
you.
I know you, but not constant women.
Mm-hmm.
Has
it, I'm sure it's benefited you and.
Well,
some
yes,
way,
yes
yeah.
and no, because it's, I've never been an accountant or a sex therapist, so I have nothing to compare my success with women with, you know
sex
what I mean,
therapist.
A non-show business thing. But, excuse me, in one way, it's kind of thwarted. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be politically incorrect, retarded, and which is the real way to use it, my sense of social...
Like your perception, it's hard to read, like, the signs, maybe? The
well, for example...
I mean, that's for any guy, though.
Well, because, like, when I used to do stand-up comedy, I was pathologically shy and depressed. It made no sense I was a stand-up comic, because...
most of them are, right?
Right, depressed. But I was never funny. I see, when I started, I was in a class clown. I just went into it because... I knew I was a weirdo. I wanted to be a character actor, but I didn't know how you did that. So it's not like now with his YouTube and you see, you know, all the groundlings. The only way I heard is, oh, Jimmy Walker, Freddie Prinze, they did their act at a place, the Improv. And then you get on The Tonight Show, then you get to be in a sitcom. So I went, oh, I see a way to do that. So I fantasized being on The Tonight Show going, this is just my second time doing stand-up. I thought every night there's people at the Improv.
You had to have some confidence just to get to the Improv. I mean,
that's a thing. People don't understand. They go, why are you shy? You've gotten in front of people. But when I did stand-up, again, I said, just do it once. My head was down. I didn't look at the audience. And that became my act by accident because I couldn't look at the audience. I made nooses with the mic cord. I did these weird non-sequitur one-liners, things my mother would say. This is true. I'm using the word again, but this is true. When I quit college to try to be a comedian, my mother couldn't understand it because her generation just, you know,
right.
Buddy Hackett. She goes, I don't know how I'm going to tell people you're a comic. I'm going to say you're retarded. That was easier to explain. There's something wrong with Freddie. He lies in bed. And there's something wrong with him. She couldn't say I was a comedian. So basically, I just said I just have to do it once. So basically, with my social life, I would just hope someone came up to me. So I never knew most of my adult life how to try to talk to someone. You hope they break the ice. So you just kind of...
just wait it out.
Yeah, and I would stand at the improv waiting for the whole audience to come out and just... but usually they're couples or they go, hey, you look familiar. But they're not going, you look familiar, let's go to bed or anything. Yeah. But,
no, never. Sometimes just once. There has to be sometimes you went to bed because...
there has to be some access.
But you went to bed.
Yeah, and I
you've got your Kathy Griffin story.
Yes, yes. She didn't see me do my act. She was, it was at a party, and she just, we had a date.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I like. I like to be bludgeoned. I don't know how to make a move. When I was a virgin when I started stand-up. I was a virgin until I was 21. Again, I didn't know what you're supposed to do. What do you put your eye? I wasn't going to do anything. I didn't know. You go to their apartment. You put their arm around. So I wanted to guarantee that there'd be sex. So it would take me an hour to muster the courage.
Sounds like a lot of our listeners, a lot of people have fear around that.
And I used to, when I was in high school, I used to wish, you know, we all had magic, you know, like movies, missions. I used to wish that whatever woman liked me, ESP would like light up red or something.
Uh-huh.
I guess want guarantees. Yes. So
yeah. Well, that's what I've been saying on the show for years. I wish women would take more initiation.
I think nowadays they do. Not that they do, but what I think I finally learned is I'm not one of these guys that has rules. Guys do this. Guys like the remote. Women do this. But I think it's more up to a woman. Meaning, anytime I try to charm someone, or quote unquote work them, nothing. But a woman, the few successes I've had, they just give you a look like, hey, I'm attracted to you, whatever. They make it easy.
Really?
I think that's what I think.
I don't know.
But you're the expert.
I think
think guys can't pick up the signs, though.
Well, as we talk about, there have been studies that say that men really just can't oftentimes read the signs from a woman that they like them. And how many guys have like been like, you're here years later, they run into their high school crush or college crush, and she's like, I loved you the whole time. He's like, well, I didn't, I know. So I think there is a lot of
maybe
that.
Maybe, like I said, I need to be bludgeoned. I've had success with physical stuff with... you allowed to say sex on the show?
Yeah.
I'm
just kidding. He looked like,
no,
is this guy serious?
We're going to bleep it out.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Where maybe I've had where it was 100%, I kind of knew that there was an attraction. So
how did you know? What did you feel?
Again, you know it. You just, again, a look like ask questions back.
She's giving you fellatio, and they're like, she might like me.
She wants to suck my penis.
Yes.
It's on.
She might be into me.
You kind of know, but then again, I've been wrong. So what am I talking about? Oh, she seemed like she's flirting. They're from the South.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
So I don't know what I'm talking about. Kathy Griffin, I went to her apartment, and we're trying to decide, should we go out to eat, should we see a movie? Then she goes, I'm wet. So that gave me the confidence.
There you go. Yeah.
She
wasn't like, there's something leaking. She was
She told me,
so
she was wet.
Do?
Well, it gave me the confidence to start kissing, and you know, and so we in the apartment, I didn't think we had to go on a date when they're wet before the date.
Right, yeah. Like I'm down. Yeah. Some money here and so, tacos. Yeah.
So it was, we were doing stuff, and she had just seen a TV movie about a woman that batters men, and she wanted to hit me in the face because she doesn't like men, she was saying. She has hostility towards men.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't like men. I go, why? She goes, they rape, they go to strip clubs, and they see porno. And I said, kidding around. I only do two out of three of those.
Right.
And,
it's funny.
And
that made her wetter. Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to hit me, and I was assaulted. I have TMJ ligament damage in my face.
Oh,
I said,
geez,
the hitting wouldn't be a good idea. Maybe the right. I don't
know.
Right.
Wow.
And but I didn't want to be hit.
I don't blame you. Good for standing up for yourself.
Yes. Yes. So. She was weird, and
and then what?
She was with her in general.
Yeah, like you're like, I'm out. I don't do the hitting.
Well, I have to confess something.
Okay, you can do this here. It's
okay.
Safe.
It's all right.
again, all right, I'm not a sleazy guy at all. I never, when I was a comedian,
I don't read sleaze from
No,
them.
No. But I never could like follow waitresses around. Hey, what are you doing? You know, I could probably get laid if. And I can't manipulate. There's a lot of guys, they sit at Starbucks and they'll see a woman on a laptop and they go, hey, you're trying to write things. I could be your fix-it guy. You know, yeah. I could never, right. I'll do your one-woman show. I'll do it. You know, I could never pretend to be a blowhard, to pretend to be an expert, to try to, you know what I mean, be the guy that they, oh, you'll write my show. I probably, you know, I run on Seinfeld, so I could probably have, so I'm giving myself credit for not being sleazy that way.
Yeah.
I never manipulate. But if someone's available, I've done things I'm not proud of. Meaning,
it's okay.
Meaning, when I really know this is bad, maybe I've had sex one last time. You know what I mean?
Does and then you just don't call him? What do you mean?
No, I'm not spiteful, not calm. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? No, but what, you're saying you have sex with someone.
And okay. What I mean is, you know. You know this is sad. You know this is not going to be something. She's hostile.
Right.
It's weird.
No, but you, still
but
have
if you
sex
had
with
one more
ways.
Opportunity
yeah,
for
yeah.
sex.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's common.
There was one woman, I knew it was bad because she put kidding around, but trying to warn me a knife to her cat's throat.
Oh,
I love cats.
Wow.
Jesus, yeah. You gotta...
And I should have walked out then, but we did one last time, yeah. even though, you know yeah. what I mean? I've done things like that.
Yeah, right.
But
like, again, she's after the animal, not me.
Everyone's done that.
But
though.
She was trying to show she was going, she thought the cat was going out, going, you just want the other lady in the hall because you want the hot chick, the next hot chick. I was saying, cats don't know if a woman is hot or not. And she goes, you better not stray. And I think was trying to show me don't stray.
Oh my God, but, we need to fix you up with some healthier yeah.
women that don't put knives to cat's throats.
I know, exactly. Yes. That sounds like a good start. On this show, I'm joined by returning guests and fellow Lady Freaks Grace Parra and Jen Partles of the Lady Freaks Comedy Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, babies. We're getting into all things sex, masturbation, fantasies, what kind of penis Grace saw the other night, what makes the best sex, and even the worst. What are you guys obsessed with sexually right now? Anything yeah. going on?
Honestly, rest sounds real good right now.
Right? So the last time I was here, I was just going through a divorce, and now I'm fully divorced.
Ooh.
So now, I don't know. I feel like I'm in, the sex peak? When is the sex peak? Is there a
okay.
sex peak?
There's
or is this
a lot
lie?
Of different. They say that it is like women in their late 30s, early 40s, mid 30s mm-hmm. to early 40s.
I was going to say not there yet. So
okay, good.
As I yeah. touch my face.
What? Yeah. Okay, good. So mid. So okay.
34.
Yeah, that's not where they would say the peak is, but I do think that. But the truth is, I think that as women mature and we get to know our own bodies better, and we. Like, no, we want. We're not afraid. We're not just giving some guy a blowjob because we think he wants it. We don't yeah. care about our orgasm. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, I know myself. We're confident. And so the sex might feel a lot better.
Yes, but I also
but
think
also.
There's times I'm in my car and my little nubbin clit starts going.
Really?
Like it's just
like you just got an email?
Like it is. It's a squirrel yeah. making a cute noise, but it's my vagina. And it's me wanting sex. Like, I crave yeah. sex. And it's like usually mid-morning and early afternoon. I'm like, I would love to... be filled with a dick right now and have an orgasm.
Wow. I think there's you never had these thoughts before.
No, I'm having
Jen.
Very good sex. I used to
see that's okay. I was
I
gonna
am
say
sex yes. that
there's
an impression.
There's a correlation. When you are having a lot of sex, when you're having good sex, you want more. I'm mm-hmm. almost in the opposite. I'm like Sahara Desert population Grace Michelle
right.
Parra. with one exception, or well, which we'll get into in a second. Two exceptions, actually, I should say. But otherwise, like since I moved to New York in October, it has been not great. But now it's just a cycle. Now it's like, oh God, I'm on the hamster wheel of no sex, and I guess.
Yeah. Are you accepting of it? Or are you just kind of into it?
You
now,
know, I am to an extent because I'm super productive and happy in other ways. I mm-hmm. really am like very fulfilled career wise and friend wise and all these other mm-hmm. non sexy.
Cut to right. me and I'm masturbating yeah. in a parking lot.
Well, I was going
to
say, do you use your Vesper necklace? She's got. I gave yeah. her the Crave Vesper necklace last
I love
time,
it.
And she, and you really do. You just pull over, like it goes bloop, and then you pull over and you're like the vibrator on your neck.
No, yeah. I've used it before, and let me just say this: I've washed it because I'm wearing
okay.
it on my neck now. I don't want to be like, oh,
it's
I just rolled out of bed,
touching, be like, hey, where's that been?
And I'm like. Cool, it's a vibrator, watch out. I use it in my bedroom, but it's nice to know you can travel with it, which
oh,
is nice.
Yeah.
Like if you're like on a sexy vacation and you just don't want to bring like your rabbit or something.
Exactly. No, it's a
good conversation starter.
It is a great conversation. It turns on by mistake.
Do you guys yeah. want potato skins? I'm wearing a dildo.
Right, exactly.
I do have a question though about you're saying about New York, because we're originally from San Francisco, and they always say the guys are pusses and they're too shy and they won't go up to women. And then you hear about New York, guys are just super direct, in your face, you know, telling you what they want.
That's I heard that too.
But you haven't found it?
The thing is that that kind of personality would not appeal to me. I do like a guy to be direct, by all means. But first of all, I've been working so much, I haven't been going out to bars and clubs and even events that much. But I find that guys in San Francisco and LA are more of a happy medium. You can find aggressive guys here on the West Coast, but I don't know. There's plenty of guys who are really nice who I'll go up to. I have no problem with that.
Really? Yeah, in New York or here or anywhere.
Here.
The aggressiveness in New York, I think you're speaking to, only because I grew up a little bit in Staten Island, is more cultural. I think there are certain types of men that are aggressive, like Grace is saying, but I think in general, when you get to New York City, like Manhattan, people are shut-ins a little bit.
Yes.
Like, they're either working, stressed, or drinking till 4 a.m. But there's no I feel like people are more outgoing in LA.
Yeah. The drinking till 4 a.m. thing is really interesting. I've noticed since I cut back on going to bars, dating just doesn't happen for me in New York, because that is how dating
is. That's how you, like, 2 a.m. Meet someone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dating, in quotes here.
Uh-huh. Right, which is like, now I'm at the age where that's just not as fulfilling to go get fucking, you know, hammered at some bar with some random dude.
I thought you meant hammered, like jackhammered, but you meant hammered and then jackhammered.
Either, honestly.
Right. That's what I thought.
And I know I sound like an old man, but it's just so late.
It's so late. It's so late.
I don't know. Like, back in San Francisco, everything shut down at like 12:30.
That's
reasonable.
That's
delightful. Yeah, literally. Still, you can't eat. Past noon, midnight. Yeah. At noon, midnight in San Francisco. Like, nowhere to eat, nothing to do.
Go give that digestive system a rest.
But you feel okay. So, but here. But I also wonder if it's like you were saying in your life, like, you weren't, Jen wasn't having great sex before. Now you want, and now you, Grace, maybe in the past you were having great sex, but your career is great and your friends. It's like all the balance in life.
It's so hard to find balance. Do you guys have balance? I mean, Jen and I talk about this all the time.
I don't. I'm working on it. I don't know if I think I'd be bored.
I don't think, I think a big thing I've realized lately through a lot of therapy and vodkas is you're always striving to find the balance, but that is why we live, is always juggling to find the balance, and just throughout it, give your best, don't be a dick. But you're always trying to find
That's true.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
No, I was just saying the balance, it sucks because career-wise, everything can be awesome, friends-wise, and then you're not having sex. And then when I'm, like, unemployed and, like, figuring out what I'm going to do next in my life, I'm getting laid constantly, you know?
Same. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah, exactly.
The times where I've been getting laid the most, nothing going on.
It might not be how much you apply your time, though, because I think there is application of specific time and focus and attention. You're putting more time and stuff on your career, and so that's hard to balance, and you also trying to spend the same amount with a man.
Because that stuff is more... It's fresher to me. Like, the career stuff that's happening is fresher and more exciting than sex.
You're also in control.
I'm also in control. And I don't know, with sex, it's just like, I'm at a good place right now. I've done a lot of crazy things or whatever. What I have not done has been in, like, a very long-term relationship with somebody that I love and had really good sex with that guy. And that, I think, is the next frontier. But that doesn't come going to a bar at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I mean, it could.
It could.
But it could happen just from... But, right, I get it. Like, I think there is a part in your life where you have to spend time in your career getting to, you know, building your career, which builds your confidence, which gives you independence. Mm-hmm. And it's such a passion. And you both are entertainment, not an easy business. And it is hard to do it all. I've totally had that where the last 10 years I've been working on this.
Yeah, so, I want to know about your sitch.
No, but it's the same thing. Like, I haven't been prioritizing dating in a while. And I was dating someone, we broke up like 4 months ago, and I was like, this is the longest, I'm not even interested. Like, I'm not even, nothing. And I was saying, like, I don't even remember to masturbate. Like, I walk in my house and there's like literally like 5,000 via dildos going like, hey, you got to sign me out for Tuesday's blog. I'm like, oh my God. Because, and then we were saying, like, if I'm not having sex, which I kind of like, because then I've been working on myself, like therapy, doing more yoga, doing more whatever, but not thinking about sex. But then I'm also not turned on as much. But then the more that I start to masturbate, or when I am having great sex, I want more sex, like you were starting to say. Mm-hmm. But it's a balance for me also. It's a health thing. Like, I think that if I don't even if I'm not having sex, I need to masturbate. Like, I realize that that's, like, off for me, because I'll just go... I won't think about it. Yeah. I won't think to do it. And it's actually really good for your health, like your physiology, for women to, like, release that orgasm. So it's funny how we are, because guys are like, what are you talking about? Every day I get hard, I masturbate, it's over. Like, we're like, you have to. But when I make myself, masturbate today, like, I will do it because I feel better. So it's all important. So right now, no, I'm not really having sex with anyone.
I tried to last night, and this is a rare instance.
Have sex or masturbate?
Masturbate. Okay. And this is a rare instance where I was just I fell asleep like 10 seconds into attempting.
It you was turned
like,
yourself nah. off.
I well, you're sure
tired.
Did.
You
I
turned yourself off and didn't turn yourself on.
Does that happen to you guys where you just get, you're so shy and you're so sleepy?
I've been like, I wake up and then a vibrator and then the house, someone comes over and it's like sitting in the middle of my bed or the housekeeper. Like, yes, that happens. I've done everything when it comes to sex toys and packing them inappropriately and all that. But I want to go back to one thing here, Jen, that you said. So you said right now your clitoris is like speaking to you in multiple languages, and before it wasn't because you weren't having great sex because you were married.
I don't know.
Not because you were married.
Yeah.
But well, you just weren't having great sex.
Yeah, what there wasn't that physical connection anymore.
But I want to hear about when you say you're having great sex right now, can you explain to me what that means?
Yes.
Can you break that down for me?
I think for me, it means, it's a few things. Oh, here we go. I think for me, I do think dick size isn't the only thing that matters, but I think that a good full penis going into my, you know, I would say
no,
you know,
half sizes there.
You know, I think I maintained a fairly nice tight canal. I think that that feels good, and I think that like when and it, I'm just lucky that that's the case right now. And
it's a boyfriend or a
yeah, someone I'm okay. saying yeah. And then I also think like there's a connection, like even if it's eye contact. Like there's been guys I've had sex with where I'm like our eyes are both closed.
Intimacy.
And there's just this almost like vulnerability. You don't want to go there. So you go in your head to, mm-hmm. to come and it's like, oh, I came so good. Where'd you go? Where'd I go?
Who was here?
Who was
What's
here?
Your name?
What happened? Mm-hmm. So I think that like connecting, and then also not being afraid to try things. Like we try things now. Like we try, we, you know, there's
they
a lot
held
of,
hands.
we watched Chopped. No, but you know, there's a few things that we're not afraid to try. And I think we're open to try them. And that's sexy.
Give me an example of the last thing you tried. I'm just curious what you what that means.
Okay. I think that one of the things that we tried last was a little bit of choking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I tried that.
Choking
yeah.
is so huge right now.
Choking is all the rage,
it's
right?
So I mean, big. I don't know. Maybe he got a memo like, try choking with her tonight. But but I was like, at first.
It came from Pornhub.
Oh,
no, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
it's okay.
I think that's.
It's okay. Choking questions we never used to get, and we never used to get. Deep throat questions 10 years ago.
Really?
Wait, deep
sex has changed. Oral sex, deep thing, right. Blowjob, deep throat. We always like, how does my girl feel? How do I get her deep throat? And how do I choke?
Guys fetishize that. Yeah.
Do.
Yeah.
It's trending on YouPorn now.
Oh. Right.
Okay, awesome. Wait. So you tried the choking and it was hot?
It was good. I mean, at first, because it's me and there's this sexy, like, I think feminine side, and I think it's always trying to balance itself with my comedic side because that's just who I am.
Right.
So there, you know, we're doing this and I'm like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, you like, oh, but you're right though. Am I doing it too much? Is it jugular? And I get worried.
So
I don't want to
choking him or also vice versa.
Vice versa, both. Oh, but a little bit of both. But
a little switching.
Yeah. I'm totally down to always go where someone else goes. Like I think that's how I feel safe in that.
I've never
space.
Choked a guy. I have had it.
I just don't want
to
kill him. I just don't want to be that David Carradine thing or whatever. I don't want that to happen. So, but then I got into it and I was like, no, we trust each other enough that if this goes too far, then we can back it up. So we just were vocal. But there was a brief moment.
That's safe.
Tuna.
That's super sexy. Right. So okay, that's good. What's it like? How about you? Well, Grace, I know you're not having sex right now. But well, you are.
Well,
a little bit. Little dalliances.
There was a dalliance. There have been a couple dalliances this year. One incredible with a friend of mine. Both these guys were friends. One is a friend of mine. It was really just, it was awesome. Another guy more recently.
Wait, is this a friend that you've known for a while and then you just slept together, but you'll still be friends?
Yes. And we are still friends. Happens. Yeah. It's really lovely. It was, you know, it was the situation where he watched one of our shows live. And it was a really big turn on.
Oh, because you're then, sexy little vixens you. Okay?
Sure.
Is this soap?
This is.
Soapy soaps?
Soapy soaps.
Soap beard?
No.
God. We know we got to know.
No. This is.
They got code names?
Oh, my God. They're whispering.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry. Just in case. Oh, there was a
close.
Pickles.
There was a pickle.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's pretty dead on.
No. This guy, he really liked the show. And you know, he knew that we did the show, but hadn't gone to see it. And that weekend, we slept together. And then we actually spent more time talking about the sex that we had. Just like analyzing it and talking about what worked and what didn't and how like
after
afterwards and we
like
did
a play-by-play
and it was awesome. It was completely sober and it was so present. I loved it.
So how did you, what made it great, what made it so good, and then what was the play-by-play? I mean, I just always want to know when people say I had the best sex, like,
right, well,
what
this,
does it mean?
This guy is he's an actor. He's very like takes very good care.
Is he famous?
Of
what's his name? Can we Google? Okay,
what's his IMDb?
Okay. he's he's just a really attractive guy to begin with. I mean, for me, I at least
very good looking. Yes, he is very good looking.
So there was that. There's the fact that we've been friends for a long time. We'd gone out on some dates, hadn't slept together, but had spent some time together, so we knew each other. Also, we live in different places, and so this was a time where it was like, oh, it's kind of now or never.
Because you're in New York, right?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that also sort of fueled the fire a little bit. And I think I really like the fact. First of all, I respect his work, and he had, you know, gone out of his way to come see us perform and clearly respected what I do. And that's a turn on.
That is
too.
A turn on. And you he saw your know. Work and he yeah. thought like, wow, you're really talented. You're really like sexy and hot and good at what you do.
Yeah. All those things, you know, this is something that Jenna talked about with her current situation too. There's no situation. Bigger turn on than to have your partner love what you do.
Yeah.
Champion. Someone that's not intimidated by you, but that's just like, I'm a fan, not a fan boy, but no. I'm a fan and I'm a supporter. And so like, especially when people come see our show, it also cuts out the middleman and that bullshit dialogue you have to have. When the show, when Lady Freak is done, you know a little more, you're more educated, but you're also turned on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when that thing happened,
and you're like, I'm ready,
show,
game over.
Grace was like, let's go. And I think it opened that dialogue quicker because we're not afraid to go there and make you feel like included.
Yeah.
Do you feel though, now that you're doing the Lady Freak show and the sex is so out there, that guys might just want to sleep with you because you're the Lady Freaks?
You know, I have... I don't know. I think there is probably a subsect of guys who think like, ooh, they're like fucking fluid or whatever.
Who see our pictures and think like, oh, titties on a, you know, titties on a screen and they do comedy. And I'm like, well, Google a little more because...
Which is why I think we should change those posters. But something to talk to you guys about too. I'm looking at your poster right now and it's so sexy, but like classy.
Classy.
And I try to keep it classy at least in my office.
Ours look like we're two steps away from jizz in the cheek.
Yeah. Two steps.
Which is actually, you know, the show's doing really well. So, but clearly you're not. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That was fun and funny. And I want to thank my amazing team, Ken, Jamie, our volunteers, Shannon and Jenny, producer Lark and Michael. Thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Text Ask Emily to 797979.